Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
Hello and welcome to the Divine Mercy edition of Your Prayer Intentions. I'm your host Peter and Jimmy of Knights Council 15962, and I'm very happy to spend the next half hour with you as we pray for your prayer intentions. Let's get started with this week's Gospel for Divine Mercy Sunday. And here we go. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into his nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and through this belief you may have life in his name. Now I want to touch two things quickly before we get into the interviews that we have for this show. I should say the interview, there's only one, as we're doing one per show. And the first thing I want to point out is the ending. When John points out that Jesus did an awful lot of other things that aren't mentioned in this book. And this is critical because you'll notice that John does not mention a lot of the things that happened in the Synoptic Gospels. And he doesn't do it because he's trying to address a particular thing. He's trying to show a particular thing here. So it's not a question of trying to create a biography. He's trying to teach you something in particular. Second, notice that Jesus, of course, knows that Thomas doubts. And he makes it a point to show Thomas, see this, I want you to believe me. And Thomas, when he sees, acknowledges what's in front of him. And Jesus, of course, says those famous words, "Blessed are those who have not seen yet believed," which is pretty much all of us, which is a big deal. But think about this for a second. Thomas has seen everything that Jesus has done. Thomas has seen all these things. He's heard all the things the disciples heard. Yet he even had the testimony of his fellow disciples and still didn't believe. We can't be surprised when people can be hard to convert. Now, this particular Easter, last Easter, I was at an Easter Vigil Mass, and there were 8 people baptized and 14 confirmed, which is an incredible amount. But we have to be patient with those who do not believe at first. Because even if Thomas, who saw all that Jesus had done, did not believe, even with the testimony of all the disciples, who are we to say that another person might not come later on? You have to give people a chance. You have to give the Holy Spirit a chance to work on them. Don't be surprised that people aren't where you think they should be. God will get them there. Have faith in God to get them there. And of course, the other part of this gospel that is important is the words about receiving the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. And that's, again, the authority to forgive sins is given to the church through this. And those people who say that the church does not have this power ignore the gospel. And it's a very foolish thing. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons why Catholics need to make sure they know their gospel and study their readings. And pay attention to the readings when you're in church. Because, you know, we go through all of this stuff during the masses over the 3 or 2 year sequences, depending on if you're going to daily mass or not. But all of this stuff is addressed in Scripture. And people tend to cherry pick Scripture when they're trying to do a particular point. That's why you don't see a lot of people in of our Protestant brothers immersed in John chapter 6 or on other books which talk about things that are necessary. But this is bluntly, this is Christ talking bluntly. Christ saying, sins that you retain are retained, sins that you forgive are forgiven. That is as blunt as you can get. And for centuries, people accepted the church as the forgiver of sins. And it's only after the Reformation that you had people dropping away on this. And if you know your gospel, then when people try and play this game with you, the priest doesn't have the power to forgive sins because, of course, the priest is acting in persona Christi. But it's giving the authority that the disciples had. And the authority that the disciples gave. So don't fall for that. And the best way to not fall for it is to read your Bible and to read the church fathers. Because the church fathers are the ones who knew the disciples. So they can tell you this. Learn. Don't become a person who, once you've been confirmed, stops learning about your church. Don't go in with a 16-year-old's knowledge. Go in with an adult knowledge, and that way you will not be deceived, because Jesus warns us that people will be deceived. Now let's get our interview. This interview is with the people from Holy Family Candles, and it's a cool little story. So here are the folks from Holy Family Candles. Okay, we're at the Catholic Men's Conference, and I'm with Michael and Sebastian Russo of Holy Family Candles. Michael, nice to have you.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Sebastian, nice to have you.
Hello.
Okay, now tell me about Holy... Now, you can't see this, although we'll have a picture up with the audio. But these are little wax statues of saints that are candles.
That's correct. They're 100% beeswax candles in the different shapes of Marian images and saints.
Now, what gave you guys the idea to do this? I mean, I thought it was rather cool.
Well, Sebastian wanted to go on a pilgrimage, and we didn't have the family funds, so he decided to come up with an idea on how to fundraise, and we keep honeybees, and so candles was a natural fit, and he came up with the idea of making beeswax candles in the shapes of saints.
So, Sebastian, this was your idea to do this, huh?
Yeah.
And when did you come up with this idea? How long ago?
2022?
Yeah, about 2 to 3 years ago.
So it's 2 to 3 years ago you had this idea, and now it's 4 years later, and you're still selling these candles and having them, and I presume you were able to fund the pilgrimage.
Yes, but we've had several kids, and so the pilgrimage has not yet happened because we've had quite a few kids since he started this venture.
So are you the oldest, Sebastian?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the big brother. See, I'm the little brother. So I got all big brothers and big sisters who are older than me. So you have brothers and sisters to take care of. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Four.
So there's four, so you're the oldest of five.
Yes.
And I'm the youngest of five, so that's very much alike. So now, you've been keeping bees for how long?
10 years, 11 years. It's been a while.
Now, how difficult is it in terms of beekeeping? Does it make a difference in terms of the area? Does it make a difference in terms of the quality of the honey, where you are, and so forth?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors, from weather to environment, microclimate, the kind of bees you have. The weather makes a big difference. So there's a lot of factors that go into beekeeping.
Now, a lot of people would be afraid of a lot of bees. Now, I'd get worried around bees, and I know my wife would be allergic a little bit. But I presume you're not all that afraid of bees because you've grown up with them, right, Sebastian?
Yeah.
When you're near bees, is it important to just not be afraid? And if you're not afraid, the bees don't bother you? Or is it something else, would you say?
Well, they say be not afraid. So he's got a little suit that he wears when he feels like he needs to have it on. And it's, I don't know, he's pretty good. You just have to move slow. Move slow around the bees.
So you just have to don't move fast and not be afraid, right?
Yeah.
And it works out very good. So I think it is so cool, Sebastian, that you came up with this idea and it's become a little part of your family business. Now, do you sell honey as well?
Typically, no. We generally keep the honey for us and friends, but we used to sell honey.
I ask that because my wife has allergies and we buy honey from places, so it's always worth knowing about local honey. Now, where actually is your hives located?
We're out of Connecticut, so they're down there along the Connecticut River Valley.
Very good farmland in the Connecticut River Valley. Now, are there other beekeepers in the area, or are you the only one nearby that area?
No, there's other ones. I don't fully know.
Yeah. Sebastian, what are the names of some of the saints that you have candles of?
St. Francis, St. Cecilia, St. Dimphna, St. Joseph, St. Rose, St. Therese, St. Clair.
Do you have St. Bernard or St. Camillus? Because that's my parish.
No.
Oh, see, I'm out of luck there. But you have St. Anthony, you said, right?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up at St. Anthony, so that makes up for it a bit. So if people want to buy these candles and get them for themselves, where do they go online?
So we have a website. It's holyfamilycandles.net, and everything can be ordered from there, and we ship everything out to people's houses and addresses.
And Sebastian, do you help out with the shipping and the packing and such too?
Yes.
Well, this was a great idea, and you got to see these candles. They are really cool. So thank you so much for your time. And you see how God works through people, Sebastian? God worked through you to make all of this happen. Is that cool or what? Well, he shrugged. And Sebastian, how old are you right now?
8.
You're 8. You've been doing this 4 years, and you came up with the idea when you were 4. Two years ago, when you were 6. That is about as cool as it gets. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you a lot of success here at the Catholic Men's Conference.
Thank you very much. It's always fun to be here.
Say goodbye, Sebastian.
Bye.
All right. And those were the folks from Holy Family Candles. I hope you liked that interview. Now let's get to our prayer requests. We still have a ton of prayer requests, so I'm going to go through them quickly because there are so many. For an end to the war in Iran, for peace, for Joanna Bowock, for the Holy Family Parish in Leominster, for a special intention, for prayers for those who attended the men's conference, for conversions to Jesus Christ, and based on this week's Easter Vigil, it looks like that prayer has been answered for sure, for vocations, for parishioner Sandy, who's dealing with health issues and who's in a lot of pain, for her healing and freedom from pain, for mercy and discipline, for guidance throughout the world, for strength in my heart, for peace in my household, my brother Trinidad Flores, who has stage 4 prostate cancer, for David, who has cerebral palsy and epilepsy, for my wife with cancer, for Elena to return to the church, for the success of the Divine Mercy Mission, for my grandmother, for the intentions of Pope Leo, for vocations, for Regina, to ask the unknown saints to pray for us, for a pastor, for the image of Divine Mercy, for a private intention, for God to guide us to where we need to be, for the love of neighbor, maternity house ministry, for courage, that my son's accusers be merciful and forgiving in the dismissal of his charges, that my wrongly jailed son might be acquitted and move on with his life, that he knows God loves him, and that he and I forgive each other, that justice is served, for families, for Jake in the hospital, for the unborn against abortion, for our marriage, for Victor, who has a test on Monday, for my future spouse, my family and their conversion and forgiveness, some important documents to be received, for my son to get a job, for my brother and his family, for my kid in seminary, Noah Paulette, for my mom, Lorraine, who is in the process of dying, Michael, in thanks for all things going well, for St. Joseph's Seminary, for people with cancer and those who give care, for the conversion of heart for my father, for the healing of my mother's allergies and skin condition, for Don Beasley, my dad dealing with dementia, in gratitude for 85 years, for the recovery of Eric the violin player, for the people at the Colony Retirement Home, for the Colony Retirement Home people, I guess that was put in twice, for the local Noah family, for prayers for family to get reconnected to the faith, discernment of my life on a relationship, for peace, for the conversion of family members, for an end to the war, for Steve who was having a knee operation, for strength and forgiveness for Eddie, my father, Mother Martin and Teresa Lane, for thanks for a blessed life, for Lou Tripoli having health issues and restless leg syndrome, for Dominic dealing with colon cancer and two broken vertebrae from falls, Phyllis for less pain during recovery, for Adam who is in OCIA, for my grandmother Joan, for Mo dealing with a stroke and Parkinson's disease, graces for him and his family, for my wife Dawn who is doing better with her hospital visits and in thanks for her continued recovery, my daughter-in-law for a private intention, for a sister-in-law dying of ALS, and the standing request for Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy, for Jake, for the two Mary Ann's, for the local priests and deacons, for the intentions of the Sisters of the Rosary and the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia, for all those who've donated to WQPH, for all the intentions of those listening who did not get a chance to put in their prayer requests, for my wife who was having problems at work, for my son and his new job, and that I may find a job quickly when my job ends shortly. And those are our intentions, and of course for anything that you have and did not get a chance to post. Since we are still in the Easter season, we are again going to pray the first glorious mystery of the resurrection. And we're going to pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first joyful mystery is the resurrection. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, the 16th decade and on thy glorious resurrection from the dead. And we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, love of God and fervor in thy service. Amen.
In light of Father Leonard Mary's return to Boston, we are featuring a rosary he did on his last trip to see us here at WQPH. Visit WQPHradio.org for more information about his upcoming trip.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Now for the Holy Father's intentions and for those doing the indulgence calendar.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Ave, Ave,
Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We invite you to say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We pray all of these prayers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to remind people listening, before we go to our final prayer, that the Knights of Columbus is going to be having a pancake breakfast fundraiser on the 19th after the 8 and 10 o'clock masses at St. Bernard's Parish at St. Camilla's Church. It's only $5 or $20 for a family. There's takeout available. This will be after the 8 and 10 o'clock masses at St. Bernard's Parish at St. Camilla's Church on Mechanic Street in Fitchburg. I'll be doing the cooking myself, so if you want to meet me or leave me some prayer intentions, we will be very happy to take them. And now our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon all the stations carrying this show, and upon all the listeners and the shows here, to renew us all in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we pray this as we pray everything in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to remind all of you, Divine Mercy Sunday is tomorrow. Do not miss going to confession. Do not miss going to confession on Divine Mercy Sunday. Take advantage of the mercy of the church when it comes, because the mercy of God is something we all need. Till next week, this is Peter and Jeremy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962, saying goodbye and God bless from your prayer intentions.
You're listening to WQPH. This is Michael and Sebastian. We run Holy Family Candles. It is a small family business selling candles in the shapes of different Marian images and saints. So we have a website, is holyfamilycandles.net, and our email address is holyfamilycandlescontacts@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to WQPH.
On the WQPH 89.3 FM community calendar, there'll be a Catholic event at St. Joseph's Parish in Fitchburg on 46 Woodland Street on May 14th, featuring Catholic speaker Christopher West, who will be giving a talk on theology of the body. The church doors will open at 6:30. The event will run till 9:30 with a half-hour intermission. You can get tickets in advance for $25 or $30 at the door, and you can also get tickets online at aflontickets.com/thewellfitchburg. That's aflontickets.com/thewellfitchburg. That's Christopher West speaking on theology of the body at St. Joseph's Church, 46 Woodland Street in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, Thursday, May 14th. This has been the WQPH 89.3 FM Community Calendar.
Hello, this is Kendra Von Esch. Distractions. They're everywhere, and there's nothing worse than having your mind focus on anything but God in prayer. Even with the best intentions to pray, we sometimes have to fight against our to-do lists, our anxiousness of sitting still in peace, and sometimes we just give up. We all have this struggle in prayer, and I found keeping a notebook and a pen next to me helps in two ways. One, I can write down my to-do lists, grocery list, and anything else that is pulling my attention from God and refocus my mind. And two, I write down the thoughts that I hear from God and the promptings of the Holy Spirit that make it through the distraction. I also pray to the Holy Spirit to come over me and calm my mind. For more inspiration and ways to deepen your relationship with God, go to KendraVonEsch.com.
Father Leonard Mary will be joining us at WQPH in April of this year.
Jesus came into this world not to call the righteous, but sinners. And Jesus is here to forgive sins. And we as Catholics can experience this mercy, the forgiveness of sins, in the sacrament of penance. Because there we come face to face with the merciful heart of Jesus Christ. And all that is necessary for us is that we examine our conscience, we know what our sins are, that we come in there with contrition, true sorrow for what we've done wrong and how we've offended God. Then to confess our sins. And all we need to do is say the name of the sin we've committed and the number of times we've done that sin. That's it. And if we've done it so many times we don't remember, we just say we've done it several times. And then satisfaction for your absolve. The priest will give you a penance. And so that's what satisfaction is to do penance and to repair what we've damaged. So here, come to confession. Know the Lord is there to embrace you with his mercy and his forgiveness. God bless you all.
Our job is to get ourselves to heaven and to take as many people as we can with us. That is why there's a WQPH.
Please consider being a sponsor or an underwriter for these broadcasts. Visit WQPHradio.org or contact Marianne at 617-459-8735. 617-459-8735.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.